I'm David Delegater. The Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra has been around for 40 years presenting a traditional season of classical concerts throughout the year. This year, something radically different is going to occur under the name Summer Music. And our guest today, Kelly Kuo, is the interim music director of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. And he's here to talk about this new series, a three-week festival that's going to begin on August 15th. Kelly, welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
Well, how did this concept come into being? I mean, this is a radical departure for what the CCO usually does.
It absolutely is. And I have to say that it's sort of a collaborative effort. I was brought on board after a sort of decision had been made to explore the idea of a summer festival as opposed to this typical season of the fall through the spring. In order to find a way of establishing a brand, an identity that was unique into itself for this particular organization, you know, when you're competing through this rest of this regular school year, per se, you're going up against a lot of different other organizations, from the Cincinnati Symphony to other very, very illustrious arts organizations. And so the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra wanted to find a way of remaining unique and addressing places, perhaps in a time of the year that other festivals or organizations were not using. That's how they came about to find this particular time period. This is after the Cincinnati Opera season is finished. It's after the Cincinnati Symphony is finished. And there's typically no festival that happens or music that happens during these 3 weeks. And so that was sort of starting point. And from there, developing three different types of concerts was an idea of sort of bringing together thoughts that the board and the musicians and the administrators had based upon their experience here in Cincinnati. There's been sort of bashing of classical music, I should say, because of the aging of the audience, where I don't really see it that way. I just think of it as more how music is provided to the community. And so we try to find ways of addressing both the audiences that cannot go out after dark and those who love to go out after dark. And so we have matinee series on Sundays. We have our chamber crawls, which take place in various venues across the city, downtown Cincinnati, in various restaurants and bars that have shorter concerts, about an hour length, in addition to our traditional concerts in SCPA, which will have superstar soloists, as you might expect.
Okay, let's talk about the series. There are three different series comprising summer music. The first is more traditional, what people would come to expect from the CCO.
Absolutely. The first one is, like I said, takes place in this School for Creative and Performing Arts. And you will have soloists ranging from Cho Liang Lin, superstar Taiwanese violinist, to Sarah Coburn, who's been a mainstay on Cincinnati Opera stage, is a fabulous coloratura soprano. We'll have also the Faux Frenchmen, which is a local band, which has gained a lot of popularity. This will be their debut with an orchestra. And we'll have as well a guest conductor, Karina Kanalakis, whose her star is rising very, very quickly. And we're lucky to have gotten her to lead one of these concerts.
The other classical sets that are going to occur at SCPA, can you talk about those a little bit?
Sure,
briefly?
Absolutely. The very first concert, The Food of Love, celebrates the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's passing. And we are very proud to engage with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, collaborate, I should say, on a production of Hamlet, which is set to music that Shostakovich wrote, or an avant-garde production of Hamlet. And basically, there are going to be snippets of the actual play presented by three different actors from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company spread out through the maybe 11, 12 pieces of incidental music that Shostakovich wrote into a suite. And it's fantastic because this production was basically turned Hamlet on its head. People said Russia wasn't ready for that or was over the old type of Shakespeare presentations. And so he basically turned it 180. And so Hamlet all of a sudden became someone you disliked. Ophelia became somewhat of a floozy and exactly opposite end of what Shakespeare might have intended. And so Shostakovich wrote a lot of music that very much fit that line. Very sarcastic. You'll hear trombones doing slides. It's very, very sarcastic music. But there's also some lovely lullabies. You know, when Ophelia's passing occurs, there's this very, very intimate setting he wrote for solo string quartet. And we're going to expand it a little bit and add full strings as well. But it's quite colorful, as you might expect from Shostakovich. And that same concert will also feature the 2015 Chopin competition winner, Eric Liu. He's on his way to preparing for the international competition in Warsaw later this fall. And so our concert with him will give him a chance to, again, prepare for the Olympics of Chopin playing.
The second series that is part of the total package here, A Little Afternoon Music. Can you tell me what that's about?
Well, we tried to find ways of presenting concerts for those patrons who have a difficult time getting out in the evening. And so we've picked three different venues in downtown Cincinnati area, from CCM's Warner Recital Hall to the Mercantile Library, and as well as Unwind, which is a fabulous little restaurant in Hyde Park. And we picked programs that gave a little bit of variety, but also gave a chance to maybe have some of the same themes. For example, the Chopin winner, Eric Liu, will present a solo recital of Chopin. And that follows on the heels of his Chopin concerto the night before. The following week, Sarah Coburn will be singing some Russian songs of Rachmaninoff with me at the piano, in addition to members of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra joining me in the Shostakovich Piano Quintet. And they also have their moment in the sun doing some boarding as well. And the idea of the matinees and the chamber crawls overall were to try to give a way for each section of the orchestra to shine as well. So in the matinee, we have the woodwind quintet. In the chamber crawl series, we also have the brass quintet with percussion. We have various forms of string playing throughout all these different series, but each section of the orchestra is featured. So if you like to hear a particular section, you have your choice of concerts.
So this is a 3-week run. Summer Music runs from August 15th to September 3rd. How would one go about purchasing tickets?
Best way to do it is online. Just go to our website and you'll be directed to information on purchasing tickets. You can also purchase subscriptions by calling into our offices and someone can help you out there. I would encourage you to buy tickets as quickly as possible for the series that you like, because the chamber crawl series in particular are sold out in some areas already. And we're trying to add some more concerts to covered ticket demand, but there are only a certain number of days in 3 weeks that we can actually hold events.
Yeah, I noticed there was a second show's been added to the Chamber Crawl with largely a Beatles program.
There are two programs that were already added performances, both the Beatles program, the Fab Five, as well as the Unwind Woodwind Quintet at Unwind. And we're very much watching very closely to Microbrass, which takes place at the York Street Cafe, the brass quintet that has a beer pairing. I think it's going to be very popular. I'll tell you the secrets of the season, I think, are going to be some of the traditional concerts. We have Cho Liang Lin and Daxun Zhang. If you haven't heard this superstar bass player, it's pretty astonishing what he can do. And to hear Sarah Coburn singing the Glier Coloratura Concerto, which I'm not sure has ever been heard here in Cincinnati, I think is going to be a real treat.
Now, you're going to be giving talks before each of the concerts, I understand?
Absolutely. At 7:15, before each of the orchestral concerts, I will be giving a prelude concert talk right next door to the theater. And this will be featuring a multimedia PowerPoint presentation, which includes videos and audio, as well as some insights into the pieces that will be performed that evening.
The new concert series, Summer Music, from the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. Kelly Kuo, our guest today, thank you for being here. And I think there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Here, and that's the intent. So thanks again for being here for Around Cincinnati. I'm David Delegater.
Thank you for having me.